Hell yeah sur la web rock station Vinyl Times, le Classic Rock Radio. En direct avec nous ce soir, Unslaved notamment. Alors là, c'est un grand monsieur qu'on a en direct. Ce soir, on a Grootle Kelson, le chanteur et bassiste du groupe Unslaved. Hi, welcome tonight on Too Funny Rock. How are you?
I'm great. Did you just talk shit about me?
Yeah, hold on. Yes. En direct avec nous, donc, Grootle Kelson, le chanteur et bassiste du groupe Unslaved, qui est avec nous ce soir. It's a great pleasure to hear you tonight on Too Funny Rocks. Okay.
My pleasure.
It's a Rib Rock Station, Vinyl Times, the Classic Rock Radio. We are located in Paris, France, and we have a great audience from France to the North Africa, some countries as Algeria, Tunisia, Morocco, and some European countries like Germany, Italia, or Spain, because our system of distribution is Amazon.
That sounds amazing.
Yes, that's really good. Yeah, it's a Rib Rock Station, you know, it's a new kind of radio.
Oh, cool.
Okay, before I start, I need to read an introduction in French. Are you okay?
I'm good.
Okay, dans Utgard, Unslaved continue d'explorer des territoires inexplorés, progressistes et psychédéliques, les plaçant dans une position unique de porteur de tradition comme d'explorateurs de l'inconnu se propulsant vers l'avenir tout en honorant leurs racines. Utgard fait écho d'un concept du futur album plus littéraire et plus philosophique que les précédents. So, Grootle, I said the new album, okay? The first single of the new album, Homebound, of the new album, Utgard, will be out October 2nd, was released on last May 21st. The reaction of your fans were excellent. The promo started well.
Yeah, it was really, really overwhelming. So was the second song we released some weeks ago. Called Jättegryta.
Yes. And the first one was Homebound.
The first one was Homebound. Yeah.
Yes. And yeah, I say that the first one was Homebound. I say that this song is from the new album Utgard, out October 2nd, and it was released on the last May 21st. And the reactions of your fan for these songs were excellent because the promo started very well.
Yeah, I would say so. Pretty overwhelming response. Exciting, of course. A completely new lineup, and for the first time in years, the music video was back, that has been absent for many years, and so it was cool to make videos again, and the response were absolutely great.
Yes, bien sûr que les réponses elles sont bonnes de la part des fans. Il y a quand même plus de 200 000 vues déjà sur le clip vidéo. Ouais, en plus ça tue quoi. Musicalement c'est juste énorme quoi. Et donc il est très très content là-dessus. Musically, it's a really good Unslaved music with variations in its vocals. The new drummer voice adds another dimension to the track.
Yeah, absolutely, and he's contributing with a quite a lot of vocals on the other songs on the album as well, so it's a really good interesting mix, and really satisfied with the vocal arrangements on all the songs.
Effectivement. Donc il y a un nouveau batteur qui est arrivé qui s'appelle Iver Sandoy notamment, et puis qui a ramené quand même des voix claires, un autre jeu, une autre dimension en tout cas. Ouais, effectivement, ils sont satisfaits concernant le nouveau mix et tout. And a music video was filmed for this track.
Excuse me?
A music video was filmed for this track. You did a clip video.
Yeah.
Yes. Really good video. Yeah. Really cool clip video for this track.
Yeah, it was recorded partly in Bergen. The band sequence was recorded in Bergen, and there's additional recordings done up on Iceland, where the director of the video is based. So And it was a second video cooperation we did with this director called Goey,
yes, Pick, okay, yeah. yes. Donc en fait, effectivement, il y a eu un clip vidéo, ça a été fait par un monsieur qui s'appelle Goey Pick, donc c'est cool, ça a été enregistré donc du côté de chez eux à Bergen, donc en Norvège, ouais, c'est bien. And the lyrics on the songs are literary and physical, as you said, when gold blinds, I will see beyond the false torches, the howling will guide us, walking the plains between worlds. Sorry for my accent, but I will do my best. I try to do my best.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
The song is
it's very philosophical.
It's some sort of paying homage, a tribute to the area. We come from the area and the history and the mythology, mysticism. It's a tribute to our home region, so to speak.
Ok. Donc, alors, oui, effectivement, donc les paroles, comme je l'ai dit, hein, notamment, je viens d'en citer un extrait, sont vraiment basées sur un peu de littérature norvégienne comme ça, et puis un peu de philosophie. C'est très guerrier. Hein. Donc là-dessus, ça remonte sur du côté un petit peu viking, un petit peu c'est l'histoire de chez eux. Ouais, c'est cool, c'est top cool quoi. So, for this clip video, you said thanks to your local sponsor for their contribution as Beyond Gaze Festival, Lisverk Restaurant, Bergen Backline, and Pearson Production. They'll help you for this clip video.
Yeah, absolutely. That pretty much sums up the people we've been working with for the,
okay,
the past few months, with the recording of the streaming shows and online shows and music video.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Donc, alors, a few weeks ago, a second single came out called Yete Grita. It's very epic. Wow. You get to the heart of the matter. Wow. What a sound. Really good.
Well, thank you very much. I went up in January and for the shooting of the video, and that's shot entirely on Iceland.
Mm-hmm.
I spent like a week up there. Amazing director, amazing actors.
Yes.
Absolutely. I mean, super overwhelming nature. Very different from Norway, as Iceland is like a volcanic island. Or yeah.
No.
So it was one of the best experiences I have had since I started Enslaved 29 years ago. It was absolutely fantastic to be up there, and the landscape is like, it's so mythological.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, all the tales, all the tales of the Norse mythology, all the sagas, mm-hmm, were written down on Iceland. So it's a really special experience for me to go up there and be able to make a music video. So that was, yeah, absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, Iceland was the perfect place to shoot the video for Yete Grita.
Absolutely.
Yes, it was the perfect place. Ouais, donc comme il le dit, hein, le second titre, Yete Grita, qui est sorti il y a quelques semaines en tout cas, on plonge carrément dans ce nouvel album qui est beaucoup plus heavy, avec des atmosphères un peu progressives comme ça à l'arrière. Donc le clip, elle a été tournée en Islande, vraiment bien, toujours avec la même équipe concernant le premier shooting de la vidéo, enfin de la première vidéo. C'est magnifique quoi, c'est vraiment beau. Je vous invite vraiment à aller sur la page de 213 Rock. Le clip, il est disponible, il est comme ça en visu, et vous allez voir, vous allez découvrir un monde, un clip super froid, mais alors avec une musique très heavy, dans la qualité d'Unslaved, avec des parts progressives, et ça déchire total quoi, ça tue quoi. So I love the icy plan of the video when you are in your clear voice.
Well, thanks.
Yes. When you say I come to see, I will not return, found no solace within my darkness shrine. When you say that, the camera is in front of you and you are singing in a very icy place, and well, I can feel, you know, it's very cold. Wow. what a video.
Yeah. I mean, you know, on Iceland, there's one of the one of the things with Iceland is like it's cold, it's rainy, but it's also lots of geysers, so a lot of moisture, a lot of steam.
Mm-hmm.
So you have everything up there. So in one of the clips, it was actually really, really hot, really warm.
Okay.
It was a pretty diverse experience.
Okay.
And Iceland is really simple. I mean, the song is about, and the whole album is a bit like the lyrical themes are really mythological. And Norse mythology, it's a very diverse mythology. It's not about black or white. It's like all layers of the human mind is described. And so Iceland is a perfect spot and to kind of symbolize the many, or the big diversity in nature and in the human mind.
Okay.
It was perfect.
Okay, donc effectivement, comme dit, c'était le parfait endroit pour eux pour enregistrer donc ce second clip vidéo, notamment Yeti Grita. Et l'Islande, c'est avec une nature totalement diversifiée, vous y trouvez de tout, mais par contre, il pleut tout le temps, il fait froid, c'est même à l'heure actuelle, c'est fantastique, quoi. C'est une terre qui est absolument fantastique et notamment et qui rentrait parfaitement dans le concept du nouvel album. C'est juste excellent, quoi. And the image quality is excellent of the new clip video. Yeah, very emotional, very, very.
Yeah, he had some really good equipment and he's a very skilled director. He's been doing a lot of videos for some French bands as well.
Okay.
And I don't know the name of the bands, of course, because I don't pay attention that much.
I think it's Terra Fossa.
I guess you can look it up.
Okay.
And he's been doing lots of videos for Norwegian bands as well. So he's pretty busy and a very, very skilled director. And it was a huge pleasure to work with him.
Ok, donc en fait effectivement il y a un groupe français qui tourne là-bas, donc j'ai peut-être proposé Terra Fossa, mais à vérifier en tout cas. On this video you tell the story of the first Icelanders when they entered this kingdom.
Well, I mean the first settlers were actually not Norwegians, they were Irish monks.
Ok.
So basically the Norwegians pretty much wipe them out. pretty crude, I know. But anyway, when they came to this island, because of the moisture, because of the geysers, because of the weather in general. I mean, it's placed in the North Atlantic. So the first settlers, they were really, really. They felt they were entering a very, very mythological realm. I mean, it was really easy for them to picture themselves like elves living in the mountains, dwarves living underground, and giants living up in the mountains.
Okay.
So, and as I told you, all the sagas were written down there. So it's a very, very crucial place in Northern European Nordic history.
Okay. It's perfect, bien sûr, bien évidemment que l'histoire raconte des premiers Islandais qui arrivent, donc qui découvrent ce nouveau royaume. Donc l'histoire elle est dans cet album. Hein. Je vous invite vraiment donc déjà à écouter les deux premiers singles qui s'appellent Homebound et ensuite le second Yeti Grita. L'album il s'appelle Utgard, il sortira le 2 octobre via le label Nuclear Blast. En voici le track listing. Ça démarrera donc avec Fires in the Dark, ensuite Yeti Grita en 3 Seconds, en 4 Homebound, en 5 Utgard, en 6, Ur-Jotun, en 7, Flight of the Thought and Memory, en 8, Storms of Utgard, en 9, Distant Season. Et ça déchire en tout cas l'album. Je sais qu'il va être très bon. On a écouté pour l'instant que deux titres. At this moment, I listen only the singles. Only two songs I listen of the album.
Oh, wow. Well, you're in for a treat.
Yes. Okay, yeah, no. I think the new album will be really, really, really huge. I think the music is awesome.
I really, really hope you'll enjoy it. Let's see. So you have only seen the tip of the iceberg.
Okay. So the artwork was created by once again, Truls Espedal, who's creating here a 10th consecutive visual for the band.
Yeah, he's been working with us since
a long time. Yes.
Yeah, almost 20 years.
Yeah.
And it's very easy with Truls. It's like me and Ivar collect some ideas, and we will make a phone call to Truls, write him some mails, give him some, examples, sketches of what we want. And then we will have a meeting. This time around, we met at my place, which is like in between where Ivar lives and where Truls lives. And basically, he had it made his sketches that totally connected with what me and Ivar were thinking. So I think basically the meeting was over in 2 hours, and then he just went back to Stavanger, where he lives, and and painted the picture. So it was flawless, and he knows what we want.
Okay, really. After 20 years career, of course.
Exactly.
Ouais, effectivement, 20 ans de carrière, notamment avec la personne qui crée tout leur artwork, en tout cas qui s'appelle True Espedal. 20 ans de relation déjà, et 10e album qui fait du groupe, donc en 2 heures, et vous avez déjà plié la pochette. Elle est vraiment jolie, notamment au niveau des corbeaux, avec un format assez sombre et un monde derrière. Ouais, avec une route qui va vers un lieu, quoi. C'est vraiment très, très, très bien imaginé. Ça, c'est le nouvel album d'Unslaved, Utgard. Ça, c'est sur 213 Rock ce soir en direct avec nous, tout simplement, le chanteur et le bassiste du groupe qui s'appelle notamment Grutle Kjellson. Continuons tout de suite. Please, what about the cinematic summer tour? Wow.
Yeah, that's a series of online streaming concerts.
Yes.
We did the first one on last Friday.
Yes.
It was the first one was a fan voted set list. Every single song we played was like handpicked by voted by the fans. I would say it was a great success. People seemed to really enjoy it. It looked pretty decent, and I would actually say it sounded fairly decent. I watched it the day after, and it wasn't too bad. It was great.
Yes.
We're really looking forward to the next ones.
Ouais, effectivement. Donc, Unslaved a invité tous ses fans à voter pour leur titre préféré, notamment pour le set de Chronicles of the Northbound, qui était diffusé il y a quelques jours, soit le 30 juillet dernier. Il y a 6 jours à peu près. Et puis, c'était une superbe soirée, effectivement. C'était en streaming, c'était en direct, donc sur leur page Facebook. Et vous pouvez voir le show et tout. Et ensuite, donc, il y en aura 2 autres dates. Il y en a une prochaine, donc le 20 août pour Beyond the Gates. Et la dernière qui sera le 30 septembre. I think the next one is for Beyond the Gates, August 20, I think. For September 13, for Utgard, The Journey Within, at the Summer Breeze, I think we will play the whole of the new album. That's right?
We're going to play like 5 songs for Utgard.
Wow. Yeah. Hell yeah.
And on the Beyond the Gates Festival, we're going to do the whole Below the Lights album.
Okay.
For the first time in its entirety.
Ok, bien sûr. Donc je vous ai dit, le groupe sera en direct donc pour encore d'autres shows streaming, notamment le dernier, ce sera pour le 30 septembre pour le Summer Breeze, et ils seront là, ils vont jouer 5 titres, donc vous voyez c'est 5 titres donc du prochain album qui sera en direct. Ouais. So and then for next year, I think the band will go on the world tour, I think.
Well, we'll see about that.
Yes. Yeah, I know it's very difficult, but I think for next year or 2022.
Yeah. It's actually that unpredictable. We don't know.
You know what, Utgard? You will find all your friends' band at the guest station service, because all the bands will be on the road.
All right. Okay. That sounds great.
Ouais, effectivement. Donc, I think you go on tour. Maybe you can. Maybe you can imagine the band will go on tour on 2022.
Well, I mean, we never know. Maybe next year. Nothing is happening in 2020. That's for sure.
Okay.
So we just have to hope for 2021. and let's hope that the clubs are still around.
Okay.
Yeah, the venues. We need venues to play on. I mean,
I can imagine yeah, your show in the club. Wow. All the fans, fist in the air, are singing, screaming your music. Oh, my God.
that would be amazing.
Yes.
So let's hope. Let's hope for that, okay?
Okay. So maybe I hope you will come to see your French fans, of course.
I mean, if there's going to be a tour, there's, of course, definitely going to be shows in France.
Yes, okay. And what about your new merchandising line of cinematic tour merch?
Yeah. Of course, I think it looks great.
Yes.
We just designed it a couple of weeks ago, people seem to enjoy it. It's like a bind rune. It's like an Odin rune, the Eivas rune because Odin is a traveler and he travels into Utgard as well.
Okay.
Of course.
Okay,
to gain wisdom.
Ok, yeah. Donc alors, il y a aussi une nouvelle ligne de merchandising qui est disponible sur leur site unslave.no qui s'appelle Cinematic Summer Tour Merch. Tout est disponible, des t-shirts, bundles, tanks, des LP, des vinyles, des coaster sets, etc. Tout est disponible, allez-y, les prix sont vraiment attractifs. Tout ça, c'est la nouvelle ligne de merchandising du groupe Unslaved. Donc voilà, c'est vraiment très joli. C'est livré dans les 10 jours en tout cas. Quoi. C'est cool. Just before the end, please, Kutler, do you have a message for the audience, please?
I have, of course, stay safe, stay healthy. If you do stay healthy and stay safe, things will reopen sooner. So let's all do that. Be patient, and this will pass, hopefully soon. And when it happens, see you on tour.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you so much. Hey, thank you for your time.
My pleasure. All right.
Okay, thank you very much. Tout de suite en musique, Unslaved, Yete Grita, extrait de l'album Utgard qui sortira donc le 2 octobre prochain. Hell yeah sur la Web Rock Station, Vinyl Times, le classique rock radio. Tout de suite, Yete Grita.